The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
I like there's a spike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane.
Good to have you here on this Thursday. Listen, a lot of things are going to be changing in 2019. Who knows what's going to happen in Washington? We'll keep a close eye on that, of course. More concerning to me, though, are a lot of the developments militarily around the world. And I focus part of my attention on the headlines that Russia has struck a deal with Nicolas Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela. Venezuela, as you know, the wealthiest nation in South America until just a few years ago when they decided to become a socialist nation. And they went from being the wealthiest nation in South America to abject poverty, to people starving in the streets, no running water, no cell phones, no services at the hospital, nothing to eat. The average Venezuelan losing more than 20 pounds in the last year. And now Russia discussing with them putting long-range strategic nuclear bombers on an island called Isla La Orquilla. Isla La Orquilla, which is off the coast of Venezuela. It would be the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis that Russians have brought nuclear weapons to our hemisphere, something I don't believe we can stand for. And well, something I want to ask Frank about before he got away. Frank Vernuccio here, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, I see these headlines and I say, now, wait a second. These are long-range nuclear bombers, TS-160s, I believe they're called, and they're going to put them right on the coast on an island right off from Venezuela. We can't allow that to happen, can we?
No, we can. And, you know, it's part of an encirclement of the United States. If we look to the north in the Arctic, we see that the Russians have engaged in a dramatic militarization of that part of the world above the United States, above Canada. If we look to the south, we see the Russians have returned in force to Cuba. We see the Russians have made deals with the Venezuelans to put nuclear blackjack bombers made by the Tupolev organization in Venezuela. If we look on both sides of the Panama Canal, we see so-called civilian facilities owned by the Chinese government operating. You know, one of the arguments against an adequate American defense budget has been, why do we get involved in fights and threats halfway across the world or clear across the world? Well, unfortunately, the wake-up call of 2019 is going to be that those threats don't exist just around the world. They exist on our very shores. Add to that the fact that the FBI and the government has as a whole found that Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations are operating in force throughout Latin America, and you begin to get a sense of the gravity of the threat that's right on our own shores, right on our own borders.
And so here we are. You were right. They're TU-160, Tupolev TU-160, long-range strategic nuclear bombers that the Russians are working on a deal to place off the coast of Venezuela, in our hemisphere, only, 300-400 miles south of the United States mainland. That is unacceptable. I don't know how that plays out, but you couple that, as you put, with the Chinese creating a blue water navy, right? A blue water navy, so the Chinese are flexing their military muscle. You look to the South Pacific, where the Chinese are creating islands out of whole cloth by creating islands where they did not exist, and then creating military bases on top of them. The United States is encircled, but let me ask you this. As you look at all of this and you see the president say, well, it's time to leave Syria, it's time to draw down in Afghanistan, the graveyard of empires, what do you make of those moves? Right move, wrong move? I mean, I understand the sentiment. There's a fatigue when it comes to America being at war, 17 years in Afghanistan, 3 years in Syria, numerous years in Iraq still. Even though we're not at war there, there's still a presence there, as you know. What do you make of it?
Well, certainly if the president had, like the prior president, said, let's pull out of Iraq, I think that would have been a devastating mistake. But I think if you take a look at Syria itself, you have to ask, what is it we're accomplishing there? While ISIS has certainly been knocked down to a bare minimum in that country, if we continue to stay, essentially we're doing a favor for the Russians and the Syrians, two very bad actors in the world. If the president maintains our strength in Iraq, I think that makes a lot of sense of the pullout from Syria, because, frankly, we're just not protecting our own interest in Syria. We need to do that in other parts of the Middle East. As far as Afghanistan goes, when the military folks I have spoken to at the Pentagon complain that our armed forces have been weakened and exhausted by, frankly, two decades of wars that are ongoing. While we're engaged in those parts of the world, our military, their equipment is being drawn down, their equipment is overused. The main threats are Russia and China. We need to begin concentrating our forces in such a way that they are able to deter the very fastly, very quickly growing threats from both Russia and China.
If those two ever get on the same page, we're really going to be up against it, that's for sure, because they certainly would have us, as you put it, surrounded, Frank. So is that a concern for you? And I'll let you play that out and give me the last word.
It is a deep concern. As you mentioned before, Steve, China now has a navy that's larger than ours. Thanks to the New START II treaty signed by President Obama and former Secretary of State Clinton, the Russians now have a larger nuclear force than the United States. Both have engaged in massive military buildups, which come to maturity in the year 2020. This all occurred, Steve, at exactly the same time that President Obama was slashing our defense spending. We are in deep trouble right now. We need to acknowledge the challenge that we face and do what's necessary to deter those two powerful nations.
Frank Ranuccio, always a great conversation, my friend. I look forward to talking to you soon.
To you and all your listeners.
That new year, would you like a brand new $4,000 Wolverine water treatment system? The answer, of course, is yes, you would. Only a couple days left to get involved. All you have to do goes to stevegruber.com. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button. Get a free water test scheduled, and then you could be the winner of a brand new $4,000 water treatment system for your home, for your business, whatever you prefer. I have been a Wolverine customer for years. Wolverine is Michigan's premier water treatment company, and you now could own a brand new $4,000 system. Again, you have to go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, get a free water test, and get started. From your friends at Steve Gruber and your friends at Wolverine. We'll be right back.
When it comes to exporting products to other countries, did you know Michigan is number 6 on the list? It's true. It's also true that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is here to help you with your exporting needs. The Michigan Chamber certified staff will ensure your certificates of origin are accurate and certified, guaranteeing your orders are going out the door on time, every time. You can trust the Michigan Chamber to serve your export documentation needs. Find out how the Chamber can help you every day. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
The holidays can be painful for grieving children, and this season, hundreds will find support at Ellie's Place. If you know a grieving child, share memories and photos of the person who died. Children want to know you miss them too. Create a memory book with your child or a holiday decoration that honors the person who died. For more ideas, call 517-482-1315 or visit elliesplace.org. Ellie's Place, generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.